episode number 9. Today I'm going to talk about a place called Bablo Island, where I used to take a trip every few years to this place, which was between Detroit, Michigan, USA, and Windsor. It was actually in a town called Amnesburg, which is a half an hour drive from Windsor. It's also called now Boise Blanc Island, and you couldn't go from there to the USA because there's a border crossing, so you'd have to bring your passport, and usually we would go over to the US, but it would be a planned trip and we would go through the tunnel which crosses over from Canada to USA. This amusement park and island was built up in 1898 and it closed regretfully in 1993. There's still ferries that cross over. It's about $10 a trip. And you can also drive a private boat over there. And there's actually people living over there, which I'll talk about in a minute. Nowadays, there's a restaurant. There's a ice cream store, coffee cafe, campfire with chairs that you can start by yourself. And there's also picnic benches around the park so you can relax, and so you can dock over there, or you can drive your car onto the St. Clair V boat. It holds about 16 cars and it crosses over and it runs 24 hours a day, so you can just drive over there and enjoy it and come back the same day, but it'll cost you $10 each way. Anyways, you can buy a house over there. There's a few for sale. There's only a small beach with white sand, and that is for residents that live there. It's not for the public like us. So, the prices to buy a house there are $262,000 and up, and you would get 1,250 square feet and up for that amount of money. And a long time ago, there was also a lighthouse on the north side of the island, but that was actually partially destroyed when I saw it in 1959. I was there and I remember seeing the top half of it burned. Apparently, it's still there. And they also had another boat that caught on fire, and it was called the Columbia, and they're trying to restore it, and they've taken it down to New York area. And when they moved it from Windsor area to New York side, there were zebra mussels, thousands and thousands. Actually, it was about 2 tons of mussels, zebra mussels, that were all over the boat, and that's what was holding it up from sinking after it burned. So now I'm going to tell you a little bit about my trip. I went for Emancipation Weekend, which was organized by a man named Walter Perry. Anyways, he called it the greatest freedom show on earth. And in 1793, in Ontario, Upper Canada, we were called, slavery was abolished. So later on now, in August 1st, 1834, slavery was abolished all across the British Empire. So I researched around a bit, and in 2008, we had a prime minister called Dalton McGuinty for Ontario. So he designated Emancipation Day to be August 1st for all of Canada. So at that time, descendants of slaves We're hoping for a real change, but as you know, we're still working on that real change now. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more what the word emancipation means. It means freedom from control or power or bondage, which means being tied up. Also free from restraints, which is sort of tied up. And you'll be able to control your own traditional beliefs and celebrate them. So after slavery was abolished, many black and brown people became ministers and teachers, but some of them still decided to work on the farms. And I know that I heard some went to the cities like Toronto to factory work. And one of my great uncles, he was a shoeshine boy in the 1900s in Toronto, right on Yonge Street, actually. So I can remember when I was about, I would say 9-ish, my foster mom and I got our bags packed, walked down to the train depot in Woodstock, bought a ticket for each of us, and hopped on the train to Windsor. So when we got to Windsor, my foster mom had already organized a hotel room that was overlooking Detroit, Michigan, and overlooking the Detroit River, and also on the Windsor side, which we stayed at, Windsor, Ontario, there was a park with lots of flower gardens. So our hotel room was facing that direction. And we had 2 single beds. And I can remember using the elevator to go up and down was kind of exciting to me because I'd never been in an elevator. And apparently that building, that hotel, is still standing there. So I'm not as ancient as I think I am. Anyways, I heard the police officers and the mayor came out, and all kinds of bands and musicians came over from Detroit to play. We had jazz music, we had barbecues, we had free ice cream cones and candy floss and candy apples and so many treats. I was like sugared right out because like I could have pretty well anything that I wanted by just asking for it. So I spent weekends there in the summer. I guess it would be the end of July and the first week of August. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast telling you about one of my trips with my foster mom. And thank you, and I'll be talking to you soon.